Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Our president is in trouble. Mm. You know, when our president's in trouble, our nation's in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's people behind the scenes that want to harm our president. Right. Yeah. They want to harm him. They want to hurt him. And God, revealed to us the strategy, and you can find out about it on VFN TV. You need to listen to it in its entirety. Listen, we got to quit being the highlight people when it comes to God's word. We need to listen to the whole word.
That's right.
And you need to listen to it from beginning to end. And part of that, I believe, is starting this week. It's not by mistake that laughter is coming in from the Gulf. Mm-hmm. That everybody's watching it, thinking no big deal. But listen, this guy, and you think about the little nursery rhyme of the bird saying the sky's falling. You shouldn't say that. But we can't help but tell you what God has told us, that obviously the sky's not going to fall, but it's going to feel like the sky.
Sure.
It's going to be such a turmoil happening in the earth. And we're going to share some of those things with you, and you can find out right now. But we saw very specifically some things that took place where prior to our president getting in office that God shared with us and with some of the leaders, and we make that known to you in VFN TV. And what God shared with us before he was in office, first of all, said that he was going to win. God told us he was going to win. And then he told us what he's going to do. And he did exactly what God told us he was going to do. But then God showed us that there was people behind him who has an agenda in the world. Think about world power. I mean, think about, Hitler. Think about world rule. It's not just a history thing. You know, men's been wanting to rule the world since the beginning. So America, there's 6 billion plus people on the earth. America's only 300 million. So think outside the American box for a moment. That people might not like us and our constitution and the God that we serve, Jesus Christ, that we say that's the Lord of this nation, and you see them undermining all that. Mm-hmm. But and if they don't get their way, you got to find this out. You got to hear this, because it's going to be shared precept upon precept about a situation where if we don't pray for our president and ask God to intervene, that they could harm him and they could take his life. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want men's evil strategies and evil schemes to harm him. But understand, too, he's been shaking his fist in the face of God. He's been opening things up that makes him very vulnerable to where he's not being protected. But, it's not God's plan, to harm anybody. So we want to pray protection over him and nothing to happen to him. We want him to live a long life and, matter of fact, find Jesus, the one that he talks about. But understand, you got to find out today. We're going to, the second hour, we're going to probably play some of the segments of that, some of the audio segments, but you can see it on VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com. And if you haven't yet subscribed, you want to listen. Mm-hmm. You want to listen to this because we don't know. I feel like in my heart, in my spirit right now, was as this little small laughter is coming from the Gulf that people don't know it's laughter, Isaac, that it's all of a sudden going to go bam. Mm-hmm. It's going to just bam. Feel it in my spirit. And it's not over, but it's God going, you should have listened. Well, I had a chance to go this weekend, and the president of King College wrote a book, and I put a movie together, that was called Obama 2016. Mm-hmm. And it's about his life story. And at first I'm thinking, oh, I don't know, but somebody called me up, and asked me to go. And I thought, well, I'll go. And I'm thinking that, with that,
is he okay?
Yeah, he fell out and hit the floor over there. I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be, cause I truly believe that we need to honor our president, and we need to, be very careful how we talk about what we talk about. And I went in there, and the first thing I noticed was everybody in there seemed to be white and over 50 years old. And I thought, okay, this is not going to be good. I'm going to have to walk out of this theater here because this is not. And, of course, it was in the very back crevices in the corner and stuff. And so I thought, man, I might get mugged back here in the back. Mm. And when I heard it, it's his story from the time he was a child to now. It helps explain, who he is as a man and how he developed his thought processes and And we know when somebody says something that's factual and right, mm-hmm. and somebody says, especially the church says, you know, that's not true. I'm like, you just shut that person down, because if you deny my reality, you deny my reality and then you say you're going to talk to me about something, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to listen to you.
Credibility.
Yeah. The fact is that you can acknowledge somebody's reality. And just because you acknowledge their reality does not mean that what they're doing with that reality is right. You're just mm-hmm. saying I exist and I matter and this did happen to me. But then we say, well, what does God want us to do with these realities? Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, his whole life story, he's been to all these different lands that are under, you know, oppression. Mm-hmm. And when you think about the Great Britain, you know, was colonizing the world, you know, basically putting it under their rule, and small kingdoms all over the place. Mm-hmm. And they were colonizing all these lands. And then here, America broke away from the king because we were anti-colonialists. That's how mm-hmm. we began. We did not think that was right. But then we colonized, you know, the colonies and all that kind of stuff. But they were colonizing is what they were doing. Then we broke away and we ended up with the United States of America. But then mm-hmm. we started doing exactly what Great Britain did and colonizing the world as well. Yeah. And if we, I don't know what the percentages are, and we'll maybe have them in a future program, but if we are only like a smidgen of the percentage of the population of the world, but yet we're using most of the world's resources, you know, understanding now how God sees things, understand that you cannot deny that reality. I mean, if people are starving, if Lazarus is in a third world country and he's starving, he's not in your sight, so you can't see him. Mm-hmm. And we're living high on the hog and not even thinking about them or thinking about how to get resources to them or bring drinking wells to them or to go there and to birth the church in that area that can begin mm-hmm. to family and like all the orphans that are taking place because of the AIDS and all the people that are starving and that we cannot miss the fact
that
is a true reality. And the answer for us as Christians is, we repent for that. We don't deny it. We say, that's mm-hmm. right. You're absolutely right. And we were wrong. Not only that, for the racial injustices and the oppressions and all the things that took place. You know, it's real. It really is happening. Sure. It really has happened. But the answer is not Islam. The answer is Jesus Christ. The answer is not just do a better job. The answer is cry out to God for forgiveness, that he would mm-hmm. give us mercy and that we would begin to follow his teachings and how he wants us to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And so you can really understand our president when you understand his life, you know, and his mother was just carrying him from place to place. And he's a fatherless son, you mm-hmm. know, who had, you know, there's not anybody more perfect than an absent father.
No, that's right.
Because mm-hmm. it's hard to live up with an imaginary figure that never, you know, if you're a stepfather, for example, and your child's never lived with their father, that quite often they could be talking about this fantasy of how their natural father would be. And it's really tough to compete with a fantasy.
That's right.
And it's almost like, you know, our president had the fantasy of who his father was, but his sister came to him and shared with him, this is not true.
Let me tell you some realities about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they interviewed his brother and mm-hmm. Who's living in a third world 10 shack now, and he believes the total opposite, you know, mm-hmm. of his brother Barack, and he seemed like a pretty cool dude, didn't he?
I'd like to meet him. Yeah, he even admitted he wasn't getting any resources from the president either. You know, he was just doing it on his own.
And I think it's because it's a belief of they just see view things differently. They view things differently, and in the context of that he believed that the South Africa, for example, was colonized, and that if it would have stayed under the colony a little bit longer, then they would have actually done better. I think he compared themselves to South Korea. Mm-hmm. And when they compared themselves to South Korea, that they were in the same, they were ahead of South Korea. I can't tell you where
he's from. Kenya. I think he's from Kenya. Yeah.
And he said, we were ahead of South Korea, And but at that time when we said we said we don't want to be a colony mm-hmm. anymore, and now they're a third world nation, and South Korea has just shot up past Kenya and is exactly. doing wonderfully well. Our products, some of the products that we get today, a lot of the products come from there. I can't think of all the different names of them right now, but a lot of our phones and all. And what he's saying is, my reality is that this way of doing government has oppressed us. It's the opposite right. of what you're saying. But there's not a logical argument here. I mean, it's not a logical argument because we're going under a time of discipline, lest we repent.
Yeah. Right.
That we have to realize that that our president, for example, is not our problem. We're his problem. You know, we're the ones that brought Jehoiakim. And if you got to go to VFN-TV and watch Josiah. Mm-hmm. And it's available right on VFN-TV, Josiah. And understand this, that when God's word was made available to a king, King Josiah, who took over when he was 6 years old, he didn't know about it. He just didn't know that that's what God wanted. And mm-hmm. And he sent some people down. Long story short, you can hear all this on VFN-TV because this is a word for us. But once he found out what was right, he ripped his robe. And the moment he ripped his robe, understand this, the moment he ripped his robe, that everything that he did that was wrong and evil prior to that, it totally was forgotten by God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not until the time that we repent for what we've done. I mean, when you think about it, that Josiah was a king chosen by God. And but yeah, he was 8 years old when he'd taken on the leadership. So you can imagine his father was evil. I mean, 8 years old, mm-hmm. you got power and mm-hmm. you raised up in an evil household. It's got to be really tough. And but when he sends some guys out to be able to go to some carpenters to fix up the temple, he tells the people who are over the temple, the priests, listen, just give all the money to them. Don't oversee them. They're trustworthy mm-hmm. people. Which probably shocked the priests because they're used to controlling all the finances, and gave it to them. And all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, the priests start running out of the temple and say, "Looky here, what we found!" And they found the Word of God. They found, quote, we would say the Bible. They found the Word of God. And so, why didn't you find that before we started nosing around? Why didn't you find these truths before? But either way, and so Josiah as king, you know, tells him to his secretary to read it. When he reads it, he finds out, oh my goodness, just hear when you read God's word, when you hear people today right now say God's not upset, they're just not in God's word. They're just not in his word. Because you read his word, it's not that complicated.
Right.
We're doing a lot of things we should not have done. And so when you read God's word, you find it. So he had God's word read to him. He's 26 years old, I believe, and he was totally just broken over it. He's like, God's anger is burning against us. Now, listen, he didn't think, you know, all of a sudden God's anger was burning against him. What he realized was that once he read God's word, that his anger has been burning against us for some time now. And I just realized mm-hmm. God's angry with us. And when he's angry with us, we got to do what's right. So he rips his clothes and goes, oh my goodness. And he rips his robe. And the second he rips his robe, you know, at that point on, God calls him the best king there ever was before or after him, because not only did he personally repent, but he went to the people and he repented in front of the people. And not only did he do that, because he was king, he could tell people, this is how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
This is how it's going to be, because when you're king, you can do that.
Right.
That's right.
You can do that. You can say, you know, this is how it's going to be. We won't. And this, so then he repented in front of them in the presence of God. They repented in front of God and him, and they all, ever the whole nation said, listen, we are wrong, God forgive us, and mm-hmm. they made a covenant with God. And then after they personally dealt with themselves, then they started going across the land. And then they said, you know, let's get rid of all these altars and all these different things taking place. Right. And they begin to change the things in the land, tear down altars to Moloch, the sacrificed babies. Realize, you know, America has a lot of altars scattered in every a state called Moloch altars that are abortion clinics where we are sacrificing babies every single day. If you were to average them out, I believe it's like 3 an hour in every every county a day or something like that. There's so many in that which blood, innocent blood is being shed. And that's what God was dealing with Israel about, was that innocent blood. And you can hear this whole thing and watch it on VFN TV, but you got to hear this. And so then he changes personally. Then he changes in front of people. He declares God's word is true. He tells the people, mm-hmm. teaches the people the truth. The people respond to him because he's king. We're going to change all this stuff because when you're king, you can make these changes. And the Lord said, you know, I'm going to spare you. I'm going to spare you, and I see you, and there's never been a king greater than you. But with that, the Lord said, but because of the innocent blood that was shed, I'm still going to bring, I'm going to thrust you from my presence. Not you, but you're the next after you're going to be thrust from my presence. All my people are going to be thrust from my presence. And this is what really concerns me. I don't know, you know, as a nation, you know, is it over for, as a nation? Mm-hmm. But no matter if it's over or not over, we don't just repent to save our nation. We repent to save our soul.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying? We're not trying to bargain with God here for a nation.
That's right.
We're doing what's right before God because it's right. And with that, when he dies and God takes him on, I mean, he rewards Josiah with an early death mm-hmm. and takes him on to be with him. Then one of his sons takes over for about 3 months, and then he tries to bargain with Egypt, and it falls apart. He pulls it back, bargains with Egypt, by the way.
Mm.
Then Egypt places the next one of Josiah's son in place and names him Jehoiakim.
Wow.
Which means God's set man. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more about this right now on God Does Speak. But listen, he's called God's set man. So what does that mean? That means that Egypt put the leader in place over God's people. Where did our president go in his first international speech? He went to Egypt. Mm-hmm. Who did he empower? He invited 8 members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Who's the president now of who's in the leadership and the president of Egypt? It's the Muslim Brotherhood. Who's fighting mm-hmm. for leadership in Syria right now? The Muslim Brotherhood. Who's in leadership in Syria? The Muslim Brotherhood. A whole caliphate's being surrounding not only Israel, but it's surrounding the church, by the way, mm-hmm. at the very same time. And so Jehoiakim, so even though the world or Egypt put Barack Obama in place, I meant put the, I was playing with the words, even though Egypt decided that Barack Obama would be our next president. Even though they decided that, for example, even though Egypt decided that Jehoiakim would be the next president, it was God's will that right now that President Barack Hussein Obama is God's will for America.
I
don't personally have any doubt about that. I think that he's there because he's God's set man. And you can find out more about this. God Does Speak, and we'll tell you in detail what God shared with us. Go to VFN TV and watch it. But with that, understand that there's because God's taken his people into a place of bondage, it's a progression. And so, you know, Jehoiakim lasts for a little bit, but then the very thing he bargained with took him out. And that concerns me because we believe what God has shown us, that there's a strategy by Islam to harm our, to kill our president.
Yeah.
There's a strategy from Islam to kill our president. And that's exactly what happened when you understand Josiah and what happened with Israel and when Egypt put him in place. And we were praying against that, that would not take place. And we wanting God to stop all these plans. But listen, if we don't repent, there's no hope. We have to repent for our sins if he's God's set man. And so then they do that. They pull Jehoiakim away from God's people so he couldn't even lead them anymore. And they put his uncle in place. And they change his name, and they change his name to the meaning of this: God is just. So it went from Josiah to God's set man to God is just. And he's dealing with the innocent blood that was shed. And then he said he thrusted them from his presence. Why? Because God is just leader. He took them all the way in from Egypt's captivity or bargainship with high taxes. I mean, that's what Jehoiakim did. He taxed everybody to the kilt. I mean, all the way up. And that was about oppression. And then God is just leader. He took them all the way into Babylonian captivity. I want to tell you this. I'm not saying there's no hope. I'm saying we can repent. I've seen the condition of the church. I've seen the pride and the arrogance and the and the haughtiness and the and not wanting to believe that God speaks anymore, and kingdom building, personal kingdom building versus, right, you know, focusing on God's kingdom. And it doesn't look 97% robbing God of the tithes and offerings, you know, when Mormons are being more faithful to their religion and Muslims are being more faithful to their religion than we are to God.
That's right.
I mean, do you really think, you know, and when they rebuke us for our sin, and they're right in regards to our sinning life, it's not well. So understand that. Well, then you say, well, that's King Josiah. You know, he could do that because he was king. But let me tell you about America. Go back and read the Declaration of Independence. Go back and read the Constitution of the United States. It's a government by the people and for the people. That all of our rights come from God. In America, you are Josiah.
Mm.
That these people, the people that are running for office, they're running for office to work for you for 2 years, 4 years, or 6 years. They're looking to be appointed by you to be a judge. You are King Josiah. You're going to be held accountable, just like King Josiah was going to be held accountable for not doing what's right. This is a country that's different than any other country. It's not like any other country. It's a government by the people and for the people. Listen, why do you think somebody spends $1 billion in their war chest to give you a business plan and a vision for your country? So you, Josiah, would say, I'm going to hire you for the next 4 years to take my country. But we've lost that reality that God's going to hold us personally accountable. We are Josiah. What does that mean? Well, we have a whole bunch of kings, if you would. I meant the population of America. But we can begin as personally, get involved and quit blaming the people that we hired to be in our school boards. We can change all that. Quit blaming the people that we hired for 4 years to be able to run our states. Quit blaming the people that we hired to go to Washington, D.C., and hire somebody different if you don't like it.
That's right.
You know, get involved. Find out who they are. Know their life. I mean, know something about them. There's one thing about this particular president that we have now and this other one that's running for a candidate. You know, do we really even know anything? Have you even invested to know anything about them before you decide you're going to say you let this one lead or that one lead? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're king, if you're Josiah, you're going to be held accountable to this. And realize this, if it's the battlefield of ideas, of values, that all of our rights come from God, that's our Constitution. If we let go of that, then we lose the authority that you've been given under the Constitution, under the hand of God, to be able to stand up and make these kind of decisions. But if you do it, understand, you know, you're not going to go and just tear stuff down and break the laws, but you're going to change the laws. You're going to change the laws. You're going to say, listen, at one time this was illegal. Another time we said in 1972, 73, that it's now legal to be able to sacrifice babies to Moloch to have abortions. But we're going to change the law and we're going to hire people to be in these particular places of leadership under our kingdom to lead, to make sure that these laws are upheld. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden our kingdom turns. We are Josiah. We are Josiah. You can cover your eyes. You can go in self-denial. You can refuse to read the Constitution. But the reason why they want to change your Constitution, because you will, if you ever happen to read it, you'll find out you're the king of America.
Wow.
You know, they would say, you know, a man is a king of his castle. Owns a castle. The reason why they said that was because in America, we left being up under a king, and every individual citizen had that authority to be able to decide who they were going to allow to work for them, to rule under their rulership as the leader. And the people are the leaders, a government by the people and for the people, and they rule, they lead under our leadership. And if we don't like it, we can replace them. But if we're not even involved, if 33% of people who say they're Christians and conservatives are not even registered to vote and they don't even know it, and you're the king, you're not even gonna be able to say anything about your kingdom. You don't get out of this for free. You just chose not to get involved in your kingdom. You chose to get involved in what was going on, which means this, first of all, just like Josiah turned things around when he read God's word and he found out that God's anger is burning against him, we can read God's word and you need to hear this whole revelation in its entirety. And you can hear it at VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and watch it on VFN TV. You know, it's about Josiah, the state of our nation, your kingdom. And understand, you can do something about it, that we can be like Josiah. We can rip our hearts instead of rip our robes. We can be broken over the condition of our kingdom and what we've allowed it to be. But then we can be empowered by reading the word of God and begin to abide with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can find out how to do that at iabide.org if you don't presently do that. But then you can begin to just read your constitution and get involved in your nation that you are king over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all of us. We are responsible. There is no them. There's only us. It's e pluribus unum. Mm-hmm. Though we're many, we are one.
Right.
We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.